This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Management and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Keefa Hawkins, once again, health coach, transformation specialist, motivational speaker, and owner of CrossFit Icons in Snellville, Georgia, offering fitness classes, nutrition classes, private and group coaching, wellness workshops, and retreats. Keefa, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you back. So, with so many people suffering from the countless autoimmune disorders and chronic pain, how can we find solutions that help us live fulfilling lives?
Well, Eric, great question. In this day and age, so many folks, including myself, suffer from what we call the other AIDS, many different autoimmune disorders that range from chronic pain like fibromyalgia, different arthritises, lupus, those sort of things. So what I found is many people that suffer from any one of these autoimmune disorders don't actually live fulfilling lives because they either haven't figured out how to treat the pain or the side effects from drugs that they're taking. So my goal is to share some of the things that I've learned to hopefully help others be able to manage their pain and live a fulfilled and happy life.
You mentioned some other sicknesses are like AIDS. What are the other types of AIDS that you refer to?
So AIDS, an acronym for autoimmune disorders. And under that, I actually myself have something called ankylosing spondylitis, which is a form of arthritis. That's one of them. Sarcoidosis is another. Lupus, fibromyalgia. And there's a whole slew of other ones that I can't even pronounce for fear of sounding ridiculous on the radio. I'll just say they're going to fall in the category that I can't pronounce. So hopefully that answers your question. But there's many.
How does it stop people from living happy, fulfilling lives?
Well, there's a number of ways. One of them is, for example, using myself as an example, when I have a bad flare-up, there's some days, Eric, that I can barely get out of bed. I can barely move. But on the flip side, you know, I don't want to take a lot of medication where I'm going to suffer side effects. There's other autoimmune disorders that land folks in the hospital because of blood work, you know, needing different things. I think when people suffer from illnesses that cause chronic pain, it severely limits the things that they want to do. Sometimes it even causes depression. So I think once folks realize that they're going to have, you know, XYZ, whatever particular issue it is associated with their autoimmune disorder, many times they change their outlook on life. You know, they change their goals. The things that they wanted to do, they no longer want to even try to do because they think it's just unattainable. So there's many folks who feel like they cannot live that fulfilled life because of either chronic pain or maybe they have to go to the hospital often. So maybe they can't have children, you know. There's different ways that people are not fulfilled once they find out they have autoimmune disorders.
And leading into the next question for you, what are some top mistakes people make who have one or more of these autoimmune disorders?
Well, I think the biggest mistake is accepting your autoimmune disorder and accepting that it's not going to get better. That's not true at all. We can accept the things that God has given us. However, when it comes to autoimmune disorders, the biggest mistake people make is not researching, not realizing that they can use food as medicine to allow their bodies to start healing so that maybe their autoimmune disorder Maybe it won't ever go away, but perhaps they can cut back their pain scale from, you know, a 10 to about a 5 just by changing what they eat. So I think the biggest mistake is not investing some time researching foods that will help your body heal.
Today we are with Keefa Hawkins, health coach, transformation specialist, motivational speaker, and owner of CrossFit Icons in Snellville, Georgia, here with us on eHealth Radio's Weight Management and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Keefa, what can people with autoimmune diseases do to make the biggest impact and change their lives?
Okay, so that's a great question, and my answer is always, incorporate more living foods, live foods into your diet. The living foods will give your body a fighting chance, whether you're taking medications, which most do, whether you're taking medications or you're trying to live a life without any medication. Living foods, raw foods, juices, healing, you know, spinach, carrots, kale, things, foods that allow your body to heal, you incorporate those into your diet while getting rid of the processed foods, you're giving your body the fighting chance so it can begin to heal itself. You will see that your symptoms will go away or get less. You'll be in less pain, and you can take back control over your life. That's the biggest piece of advice. Know that there are solutions. Know that there are other people that have these same autoimmune disorders that live fulfilling lives. You can be happy. That's the biggest piece of advice that I can give. Incorporate those living foods into your diet. Give your body a fighting chance.
Lastly, can you give specific lifestyle change recommendations for those that would fall under the category that have some of these autoimmune diseases?
Sure. So, number one, positive affirmations and meditation. That's the first thing. First thing in the morning and before bed. Speak healing thoughts to your body. You know, when you pray to your creator, God, you ask for healing. You know, bring your mind to peace, because your body can't be at peace if your mind is not at peace. But positive affirmations is the first start to begin bringing healing to your body. Number two, I already mentioned the importance of adding the living foods, the raw foods to your diet. The other thing is removing all the processed foods. Even things that you don't think are processed, buying canned vegetables, you know, that's a mistake people make. You know, they buy vegetables or fruit, but it's in a can, you know. Get living stuff. So try to find out if there's a farmer's market or local farmers in your area so that you're getting minimally touched fruits and vegetables. You know, if you have to do meat, grass-fed, again, look for local farmers. If you don't know of any, ask around. Go to your local markets. If it's Whole Foods, you know, there's someone around you who knows where to get these healing foods. Number two, if you are taking medication, ask your doctor about some alternative things, you know. Say, for example, your autoimmune disorder causes much inflammation throughout your body. There's lots of foods out there that can reduce your inflammation without medication, you know. When you are cooking, use the best ingredients, extra virgin olive oil, you know, coconut oil, but use the best. Don't grab the olive oil that's $4.99, you know, that's been sitting on the shelf for over 2 years and it doesn't have any of the good things, the good stuff in it that's going to heal your body. Spend a little bit more money, because in the end, you'll end up spending it in the hospital at the doctor's anyway. So spend it on yourself. And I think, Eric, those are the top things on my list that will make the biggest impact for your buck.
Well, I certainly appreciate that valuable information, and I like the part two, spend more on yourself or you'll spend it in the hospital. That's very well said and so true. Tell our listeners where they can be in touch, where they can be able to connect with you and also get more information about CrossFit Icons in Snellville.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. You can catch us online at CrossFitIcons.com, CrossFitIcons.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Kifa underscore CF Earls, EARLS. That's on Facebook. Or you can just give us a call, 678-758-6833. We're here to help. We're happy to help. And I promise you invest in your life now, you won't have to invest on the back end at the hospital.
Well, Kifa, once again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and health and success to you and yours.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. I truly enjoyed it.
And I have as well. Come back anytime. We've been speaking with Kifa Hawkins, health coach, transformation specialist, motivational speaker, and owner of CrossFit Icons in Snellville, Georgia. And once again, the website of reference is CrossFitIcons.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.